Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. We are happy to have you with us this evening. We are truly blessed. Yes, we are blessed and highly favored. Yes, we are. Yes, we serve an almighty God. He is our keeper. He is our Lord and Lord. Oh, yes, he is. He is the Christ child. He is. Yes, he is our El Shaddai. He is our Elohim. Yes, we bless his holy name. We bless him. Yes, we bless him. We exalt him today. Yeah, we give him praise. We give him praise. We just thank you for being with us this evening. Oh, hallelujah. We give him praise today. Yes, yes, yes. We are truly grateful. We are truly grateful. We are grateful for the little things as well as the big things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. We are just come praising him and exalting his holy name. Hallelujah. We know that we always start the show every time we come in his presence. We start this show with prayers, the prayers and concerns. Yes, yes, yes. And tonight, we just want to read this real quickly. It's Proverbs chapter 19, verse 17, and it reads, "He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He who is kind to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will reward him for what he has done. Glory to God. Yes, tonight we just want to thank God for just allowing us to be present today. Yes, yes, present and accounted for. We want to lift up those who are dealing with emotional strain. Yes, those who are dealing with the floodwaters, those who have lost their homes in the fire that has come in and just taken away all their precious items, their home, their livelihoods. Yes, we want to come and lift up those who are dealing with sickness in their bodies, those who are believing and trusting God. Just today, accepted his plan of salvation. Glory to God. We just want to come lifting up those who are standing and believing that God is going to heal their body. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, Lord, for this day, this moment, this opportunity that you have allowed us to come together, Master. We are just grateful. We are grateful. And we're thankful, oh God. We're thankful, oh Master. We are grateful to all the things that you've done for us, all the things that you're doing on our behalf. We want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your son, Jesus. Thank you for Jesus, oh God. He hung on that cross. He could have came down, but he chose to stay up there for us. Oh, we thank you, God, for his redeeming power, oh God. We come lifting up those, Master, who are dealing with strain. They are in strain right now, Master. So much is going on. Those who have lost their homes, Master, through flood, through fires, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to hold them, oh God. Let them know that you're just a prayer away, Master. Yes, just a prayer away. And those who are proclaiming healing, God, those who are standing and believing in their faith that you are God and that you are the healer, that you can just breathe on them, oh God. Or you can just speak a word and they will be healed. Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon these requests, oh God. To grant it, oh God. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Master, we're going to be careful. We're going to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name, we pray. Amen. Amen. And we thank God. We thank you. We say hallelujah to you, Lord. Thank you, God. Yes, yes. We just thank you because we know that you're true, oh God. You're true. And today, Master, so many of us are looking for truth. They're looking for truth, oh God. And all they have to do is call on you. And you will come. This is what you said, that you would come. You come and you're going to show up. You're going to show out. We thank you, God. We thank you for just showing out. Yes, we know that we have been studying do good. That has been our topic these 2 weeks now. We've been discussing do good. Simple, do good. Yeah. And everything, I that we see today, we see so much going on. And so much is planted at our feet. A lot of times, even before we get out of bed in the morning, we're having some challenges or we have some things that we have to even encounter before we even rise up completely. But I'm speaking to somebody who is going through this, but God is saying to you today, be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged, my sister, because he hears you. He hears what you say. He hears your petition even before you finish. He will have answered you. Glory to God. Yes. Just continue to do good, no matter what it looks like. No matter what's going on, continue to do good. We're going to go with our lesson, and we're going to just embrace the book of Acts. Acts chapter 20, and we're just going to do verse 35. That's Acts chapter 20. We're going to do verse 35. And what in everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak and remember the words the Lord Jesus himself said. It is more blessed to give than to receive. Yeah. So let us be real clear about what we're talking about here. Yeah. Let's be clear about do good. And what does do good mean? You know what you said? Do good. Yeah, do good. It's an action. It's an action word. It becomes mobile. So you have to, in order to do good, you have to move. You can't be still and do good. Some people can. Some people have that ability. But today we're talking about you moving, doing good, carrying out a task. Yeah, carrying out a task. And good means simply that it's a moral right. It's a righteousness. Yeah, now, no one is born doing good. We all have to be trained. We have to be taught the difference in right and wrong as we continue our walk in Christ. We chose, this is the choice that we have made, to do good. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now let's go back to Acts chapter 20. In Acts chapter 20, verse 35, we see here that Paul, he's talking to the Ephesians. He's talking to the Ephesians, the elders. Yeah, these are the elders in the church. And these are those who have experienced many, many things. Yeah, they've had a lot of experience that they can actually share But just so happened this particular time, they're sitting and listening to Paul. Now, he is warning them, and he's informing them also, and he's encouraging them. So he's really doing, let's say, three things. He's giving them a warning, he's informing them, and he's encouraging them. Yeah, we all need to be encouraged. We all need that. He tells them that he knows it takes hard work to work in any community. Anybody with me with that? It takes hard work to work in any community, no matter where the community is. It takes hard work. Mm-hmm. He said, but he stated, we must keep helping the weak. Who are the weak? Those who are not as strong as we are. Those who don't have that gumption. Those who don't have that get up and go. Are you listening to me? That's what he's talking about. He said the weak. And he goes on to remind them of the words of the Lord. And he says, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Now, I know many times when we see that or we hear that or we read that, the first thing we think about is funds. We think about monetary. For some reason, this is where we go. Some reason we have been taught this. But this is not always the case. It is not always the case. There are some things that money cannot buy. There are some things that money cannot replace. Are you with me? Are you with me? Some things that cannot be replaced with money. Look at that. He says, we will be blessed through our giving, not through receiving. Isn't that something? So that's giving up something, giving up a particular thing, or giving up some time. You know, we're so busy. We don't have time to listen. We don't have time to go to the store for someone. We don't have time to take that person to the doctor. We just don't have time. But Paul is talking to us right now. He's talking to us this day. And he's saying, think, if you were always receiving, think about if you were always on that side. You were always in the receiving line. You always had your hand out. You always got. Wouldn't your life seem a little cluttered? Think about it. Wouldn't it be a little cluttered? Yeah. We all need to give sometime. Yeah. And it's not always monetary. Sometimes we just need to give a listening ear. Are you listening to me? Your attention sometimes is very costly. Sometimes just to have your presence to children, for them to even see that you're at school, at some kind of function with them. You don't even have to say anything. Just show up. Glory to God. It's costly. And it's also giving of oneself. This is what we're talking about. Doing good. Doing good is our prime focus right now. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 25. Every one of us have the ability. We have the ability to do good. We have the ability. But so often we put a price on what we could do. And some things, they don't have a price. Some things, there is no price. So look at 25 and verse 35. I know this is strange how these verses come up like that, but hey, this is all through the working of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Look at that. 35, and it says, for I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. Are you listening to me? Are you doing good? Can you actually say that you were able to feed somebody? You were able to bring somebody in out of the cold, out of the rain. Not necessarily into your dwelling, but if you provided a coat, a jacket, an umbrella, you're doing the same thing. It's the same thing. Glory to God. And God is trying to open up our eyes so we can see there are so many areas that we can do good. What he says here, I was a stranger and you invited me in. Invited me in. Doing good. I just want to share with you with this. To be aware of your righteousness before others. People, in order to be seen, listen to that. You know, we have people who like to do good and they want everybody to see them doing good. That's what I'm talking about. They want everybody to see that, oh, I'm over here. I just did this. This is what he's saying here. You say, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen. For when you will have a reward, he said, for you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. When you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do. And we know they do that. In the synagogues and in the streets, they may be praised by others. And this is many times we see people feed off of that. They feed off of being exalted because of what they've done. They enjoy that. And they look down on those who are not able to do the same. Are you listening to me? To get your reward down here on earth from your pride, emotional high, but you must realize you will not get another reward, which is in heaven. Only one reward per person. Only one reward per person. Listen to me. When you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. So that your giving may be a secret. It's a secret. It's a secret. It's between you, the receiver, and it's between you and God and the receiver. And that is it. This is what God is saying to us. And he says, and your Father who sees, he sees you. He sees you in secret. He will reward you. He will reward the deed that you have sown. Glory to God. This is what he's saying here tonight. Yeah. How many of us want to receive a reward from the Most High God? How many want that? I'm sure all of us want to receive a reward from the Most High God. Yes. But doing good and not trying to receive a reward down here, but knowing that there is a greater reward that awaits all of us. Those of us who are concerned about others, those who are concerned about the needy. And we see that today we have so much that we can help with, so many people that are in need. And if God has blessed you and you are not what the world call a victim in any of those disasters, praise God. praise him. But do good in your praise. Do good for someone that is in need. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yeah. Because so often we forget those who are in need. We see that. We see it. We hear things that are going on. But we wonder, well, how can I help? Are we really trying to help? Or is that just a mere thought that comes to us and we move on into the next thing that we're involved in? Are we really concerned about what I can do? Yeah. God is speaking to us this day. He's speaking to us. Yes, telling us that we can do good. And it's not always being concerned about ourselves that we can do good. Let me give you just a little, what I call a little testimony real quick. A couple of weeks ago, I had spoke on emotional shopping. I don't know if you all, any of you are emotional shoppers. But anyway, I was in the store, and I had seen these pair of shoes. I'm a shoe lady. I like shoes. I had seen these shoes in the store a couple of months ago, and they weren't on sale. They were extremely high. And I looked at them, and I said, "Oof, I'm not paying that money. I'm not paying that for those shoes. I'm not doing that." So I left the shoes stay there in the store. So I went on, and months had passed, and I went into another store, and there was those same shoes. I wasn't looking for those shoes. I didn't have those shoes on my mind. I went in the store for something else. And when I got in the store and I saw those shoes, I was just taken back. I couldn't believe the shoes were like 75% off. And to some of us who are really shoppers, we know, wow, that's a deal. 75 to 85% off, and these were good shoes. Now, I'm standing in the store. I'm thinking, you must say, wow, this is what I'm saying, right? I'm just, on and on. And so I bought the shoes. I bought them. And the Holy Spirit allowed me to bring the shoes home. And what he did, I had them in the closet. I put them up. I loved them. They were cute. But it wasn't over with. It wasn't over. But I didn't know that. It wasn't over. So what he had me do this particular evening, he said, pull those shoes out and try them on. So I pulled the shoes out and tried them on. And I realized when I tried them on that those shoes were extremely high. But I was in the store and I was doing what I call that emotional shopping. Yeah, emotional shopping. The price was right. I had looked at it. I had seen them before. And so emotional shopping told me I can get them. So God had me to try the shoe on, and I saw that the shoe was extremely high. The emotional feeling that I had when I was in the store was no longer present. And God said to me, not what you think of the shoes. And I said, well, they're kind of high. They're kind of too high for me. And he said, right, take those shoes back. Now, I know some of you would say, God said that? Yes. Take the shoes back. I took the shoes back. And while I was taking the shoes back, the Holy Spirit said to me, now that same money that you use to buy those shoes, you take that money and you go and buy something for one of those kids that you know are in need. Now, that's a lesson for me within myself, because so many of us, and I'm including me, I'm not excluding me. I never exclude me from any of the lessons, because what I know, every time that God gives me a lesson, it hits me first, and then you hear it. But glory to God, I thank him that I have learned something from the lesson, because he speaks to me just as well as he speaks to you. And I brought the shoes back, and I was able to bless the child with some things for school as well as something else. And I began to look at what the Lord was showing me about doing good. And doing good does not always include you doing good to you, but it's always about doing good to others. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Glory to God. So I really want somebody to get this. It's not about you. It never was about you. It was always you having the light and letting men, girls, and boys see the light that you have and wanting that light, which is Jesus Christ. And they want what you got, what you have on display, what you're demonstrating. Huh? It should be a demonstration that we have daily through our life. As we do good. Yeah, this is what we're doing. We're doing good. And it should become a lifestyle. It should become natural for us to just do good for someone else and not always put ourselves first. And this is what God is trying to teach us today, how to do good for someone else, because it's not always about us. How to remove that emotional high that we have a lot of times, and how to realize that the reward that we're seeking is not down here. This is not the reward that we want. We want the ultimate reward, which is in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Yeah. The world cannot give us this reward that we want. We sing about heaven. We sing about getting there. We sing about the streets. We sing about all how it looks. But what are we doing to get there? What are we doing to see his face? What are we doing down here? We have to do it down here in order to get there. And just the way he taught me, he teaches you. And he will be my teacher for a long time. I'm always open to hear what the Spirit has to say as he's ministered, as he speaks to me first. Yeah, I'm not exempt. Never will be exempt. Have no desire to be as God has to say. Anybody with me? Let us pray. God, we want to just thank you. Thank you for your teaching on doing good. Help us to keep our mouths shut when we help someone. Help us. Help us, oh God. Please guide us in the area of helping others. Guide us in the area where we can better help others. In Jesus' name, as we pray, we're going to be careful to give him all honor, and we're going to give him all praise. Yes, we will. Why? Because he loves us. And he wants us to live victoriously. Yeah, he wants us to live a victorious life. Now, don't forget, on Sunday evenings, from 7 to 8 o'clock, Pastor Vivian George and Sister Peggy is there with God-favored ministries. Now, just tune in, and you will be blessed. Yeah, it's a blessing. Serving a true and a living God. Yeah, it's a blessing. And all we have to do is trust him. Trust him. Yeah, he is our deliverer. Yes, he is. He is our deliverer. Be blessed in Jesus' name.